Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Altobelli. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pedro Ramos. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Shoemaker. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Darren Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Frank Cipriani. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Kunkel. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bill Kunkel. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pignatano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Altobelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shoemaker moves to third. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball four. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew juggles the ball. That's an error on Killebrew. Frank Cipriani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cipriani hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos strikes out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shoemaker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Green moves to second. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Altobelli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Kunkel covering, for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Rivera pinch hits for Bill Kunkel. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up towards short. Verhaal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Greco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shoemaker hits a fly ball into left field. Altobelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ed Rakow now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhaal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaal is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhaal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Green for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seaburn strikes out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Frank Cipriani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cipriani is 0-for-1 in the game. Cipriani hits a line drive towards short. Ver Alts catches it and throws to second to double up Johnson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson throws the ball into Shoemaker, who tags Martin, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Altobelli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. Killebrew moves to second. 2 outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Batty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0-for-1 in the game. Pignatano takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Ed Rakow. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Del Greco hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shoemaker hits a pop-up towards third. Tuttle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lou Krause now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verals hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shoemaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 2 in the game. Houser hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ramos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shoemaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shoemaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin is hit by the pitch. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Cipriani settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a pop-up towards third. Tuttle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Cipriani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cipriani is 0 for 2 in the game. Cipriani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pignatano strikes out. Two outs. Joe Nuxhall pinch hits for Luke Krause. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altobelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Batty bunts towards the mound. Wyatt juggles the ball. That's an error on Wyatt. Altobelli moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Allison bunts towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Altobelli moves to third. Batty moves to second. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Altobelli scores. Batty moves to third. It's 5-0, Twins. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhaals bunts towards the mound. Wyatt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Batty scores. Tuttle moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Twins. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ramos hits a fly ball into right field. Cipriani settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Del Greco strikes out. One out. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shoemaker hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Altobelli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shoemaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. Batty moves to second. It's 7-0, Twins. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seaburn strikes out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Altobelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Cipriani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cipriani is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cipriani takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pignatano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.